too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not.
Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I am Matt MacArthur.
Drew McDonald.
And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And today we are mixtaping about a revolution. And we are basically going to be... we'll keep our banter light. We'll try to keep our banter light today so we can let the music do the talking.
As we all know, it's kind of a big day going on in the States. It's definitely a, momentous time, albeit not exciting for everybody, but exciting for some people. Some people are pretty excited about what's happening today in the United States. Others are definitely not.
It's going to be a day of big change.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be weird.
Normally I like it weird. I don't know if I like this kind of weird, but you know.
Yeah. But we are mixtaping about a revolution. Songs that, you know.
That light a fire.
That light a fire, whether political, gender.
Yeah, political, sexual, social, gender, environmental, all those different things. There's so much change we want to see in the world, and sometimes you just got to fight for it. So that's what this music is set to inspire.
One of the best ways to fight for it is with music. So should we just kick it off?
We should kick it off.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you. Thank you.
The International Noise Conspiracy with Smash It Up on Mixtapes, CITR 101.9. We decided to throw a 1-2-3-4 punch at you.
1-2-3-4.
We kicked it off with The Jam, In the City, classic. All these are classics, basically. Dead Kennedys, Kill the Poor, DOA, our fellow Canadians, with Smash the State.
Yep. Fellow Vancouverites, really.
Fellow Vancouverites, yes.
And, some International Noise Conspiracy. In fact, three of those four songs are like Thatcher era, you know, pissed off punk rock.
Yeah.
Just pre-Reagan, but, you know, kind of curbing in on that.
Going from one horrible situation to another.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's sort of, it mirrors a lot kind of what's going on right now, that whole Reagan-Thatcher thing, and then what's going on right now with, like, Brexit and
yeah,
He Who Shall Not Be Named and everything else that's kind of going on today. So
yeah, it's definitely an interesting time to be alive. Mm-hmm. For sure. It's gonna, who knows what the future is gonna be like. It's so unpredictable.
Exactly. Now, I was kind of laughing earlier because you had mentioned that there was a song in your head that you wanted to play, and I think it's super appropriate because especially the size of the head of the gentleman that's going into office right now.
The size of the head involved.
The size of the head and the size of the ego involved, that I thought that this was kind of a really fun sort of song to throw out there. Mm-hmm. in our revolution, mixtape about a revolution.
Yeah, I was listening to this morning, and this was like a today addition to the playlist.
Yeah, absolutely. We like ran into each other on the bus on the way here, and then within seconds, Matt was kind of singing this song, and I was like, well, this needs to go on the playlist. Absolutely.
So let's fire it off.
Let's fire it off.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than. Thank you.
It's only 4 degrees. 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 It's only
4 degrees from Hopelessness, and we kicked things off with Peter Gabriel's Big Time, because it's the big time. The president who shall not be named.
Oh, he's such a blowhard.
Has hit the big time.
Absolutely. And then that Anoni song, 4 degrees, is sort of a statement about climate change and, talking about the death and destruction that would happen. And all it takes is just 4 degrees, in fact.
So weird.
And, something that we're definitely not here to spout off a bunch of opinions. And, as a gay man in Vancouver, you can kind of tell exactly what... my opinion about the matter would be.
Yeah.
But
although we have a revolution, that May's opinions are part of the revolution mixtape.
Well, that's true, right? And so, the one thing is climate change is, I think it's kind of arrogant to think that the actions we take aren't going to have an effect on, cause and reaction. It's like the first thing you learn.
Oh, yeah.
So cause and effect, guys.
Totally.
Anyways.
We're going to spin some more of the Revolution mixtape. We're going to come back with with all kinds of stuff to get you all fired up. But we will take a quick ad break and we will come back. Mixtaping about a revolution on CITR 101.9.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do. Okay. Do you want me to voice it? I can
voice it.
Yeah,
yeah. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong
mic. Okay, I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Agony Club and Publication Studio Vancouver are pleased to present Whitney Houston et al., Essays Around Popular Music. Inspired by Bret Easton Ellis' chapter on Whitney Houston in his controversial novel American Psycho, editor and author Casey Way invites five writers to explore their own relationships to popular music, resulting in essays on Marianne Faithfull, M.I.A., Wiz Khalifa, My Bloody Valentine, Patti Smith, and more. The authors use personal experience to delve into the ambivalence of fandom, mythology, appropriation, and appreciation. Come to the launch at Selectors Records Wednesday, January 25th. Copies will be available at PS Vancouver, Selectors Records, and Read Books.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to a democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
There is a tree that primitively grows, and when we go to bed, scarecrows from the far east come to eat its tender fruits. And I've thought the best way to protect our tree is by building walls. Most like unicorns in full glory and galore, and even stronger than the walls of Jericho. But glad then, my friend, that in a few we shall reap abundantly what we always dreamt of having. Enough of the starving, it is love that is the root of all evil, but not our tree. And thank you, my friend, for trusting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, money. Hallelujah, money. Hallelujah, money. Hallelujah, money. If this be the end, then so shall it be. Until we say so, nothing will move.
Don't worry. It's not against our morals. It's legally tender. Touch, my friend, what the whole world and whole beasts of nations desire. Power.
Gorillaz, Hallelujah, Money. That thing is super fresh and just dropped yesterday.
Dropped for the purpose of what was going on today, the inauguration day. So they wanted to kind of have their own, you know, have their own statement. And then doing vocals on that is Benjamin Clementine, who's one of my recent favorites. He sort of reminds me of like a male Nina Simone, just his like rhythm and delivery and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely a perfect song to play today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're back on Mixtapin' About a Revolution, Mixtapes, CITR 101.9, mm-hmm. Mixtapes with Mick and Mac.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's keep steamrolling through the music.
I think so as well.
Yeah, with one of the greatest bands of probably all time, if you want to get across some political dissent or get mm-hmm. across like some just pure outrage.
Absolutely. And then doing a cover of an Afrika Bambaataa song as well.
Yes.
In a really interesting and unique way.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should give it to them. What do you think?
Let's give it to them.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. Renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, walked down through the Middle Ages, planet Earth kept going through.
Bikini Kill, Rebel Girl. Before that, we rolled out Against Me, True Trans Soul Rebel, and Rage Against the Machine, Renegades of Funk.
And it's so, I love that we're mixing in other stuff as well, like, because obviously revolution comes in so many different forms, right? And so we had Anoni talking about, you know, climate change and things like that. And you have Bikini Kill, iconic, you know, iconic rebellious Riot Girl movement pioneers.
Yeah. And we've got like sort of, I guess, like a transgender sort of revolution.
Yeah. Gender revolution as well, right?
Gender revolution. Yep. Both Anoni and Against Me sort of falling into that category.
Well, and not even just following that category, but kind of like breaking it out and bringing a really good voice, I think, to the community as well, like a really good public voice to the community.
A really good and much needed voice.
Yeah.
And it's great that actually this is a topic of conversation, because when I was in high school, you never heard anybody talking about any of these issues.
No, not at all.
So like not in the media, not anywhere.
Yeah.
And I am happy that maybe it's a sign of this sort of revolutionary thing that all this stuff is out there.
Yeah, because I can't even imagine how challenging it would be for people that are, you know, struggling with a bit of, you know, like struggling with self-identity and trying to figure out who they are and all that other kind of stuff when there's no support to do it. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like there's definitely more support out there.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break and we're going to come back with more Mixtape and About a Revolution on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niskat from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be stuck.
Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, run, run. About a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn,
nothing but a revolution.
Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution. Before that, we had Nina Simone with I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Pretty dark title there. And then Solange with Rise, fairly new one there.
And it's interesting because all three of those artists from very different generations, like Nina Simone in the 60s, Tracy Chapman in the 80s, and Solange right now in the 2010s, all three artists singing about the same issues. And, you know, despite the fact that we make a lot of progress moving forward, it's good to highlight the fact that there's still a lot of work to be done and that there's a lot of communities out there feeling marginalized and feeling like they're not heard. And, you know, with big changes and polarizing changes happening, it's important that we listen to everybody. And, you know, Solange's album is called A Seat at the Table. And I think that that's a great album title for this, you know, what's going on right now in the world.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's good to have progress and, you know, it's good to, you know, work out all these issues. And I mean, I feel like there will always be, as long as there's humans on this earth, there will always be problems to work out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there'll always be conflict, right? You can't have, I mean, my personal opinion is you're always going to have differences of opinion and you're going to have conflict, but it's through those conflicts and differences of opinion that people can work together or at least find commonalities in which to grow from. You never know what you want to work towards until you know what you don't want, right? And so it's kind of like working together to figure out what, you know, weaving that tapestry a little bit.
Exactly. And especially in a time where it feels like what you don't want is just always in front of your face.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and I think it's kind of important too that, you know, that this last song that we're going to play is to kind of give a bit of self-empowerment back to people. With everything that's going on in the world, don't forget how much power you hold for yourself, and you're the person who can control your, you know, what's going on around you a lot more, right? And it's all about taking that mental step for yourself first before you can take the big steps to change the world for everyone else, right? It's like putting on your own oxygen mask first.
Exactly. And so we will finish out our revolution mixtape and about a revolution. Stay tuned for The Real World, hour-long adventure through the world of film. It's going to be a good show today. But we are going to finish off our revolution mixtape with the Avett Brothers, Head Full of Doubt / Road Full of Promise.
And I heard this song, it stumbled upon on the radio, on CBC Radio 2 actually yesterday, and was like, oh, this is perfect. And I wanted to steal it and throw it here as well because it's just a great message, I think, for everyone. So enjoy, everyone.
Enjoy.
Upon me that's flooded in light, in the fine print that tell me what's wrong and what's right, and it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it, where nothing is owed, deserved or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone, you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream. Tell you what's wrong and what's right, and it flies by day and it flies by night, and I'm
like a bird in a cage. I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. And there was a kid with a head full of doubt. So I'll scream till I die. The last of those bad thoughts are finally out. Tell me what's wrong and what's right. There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it.